Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all, matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for the meditation is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses starting from 1 to 13. Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses starting from 1 to 13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, we are getting occupied day by day with so many things in our lives. But we all know one fact, that we all know the truth, that Jesus Christ is coming soon. The second coming of the Lord is at hand. The Son of Man is coming into this world amidst of clouds, mighty glory, thunder and angels. But do we have sufficient, ample resources with us? Are we resourceful spiritually? Are we resourceful enough to meet the Master? Are we equipping our own selves day by day so that we will be eligible to meet the bridegroom when he comes? Listen carefully. There were 5 wise brides and 5 foolish ones. What lesson could you learn from them? The wise, why did we call them wise? They were wise because they were able to predict and know their future. They were able to prepare themselves for the next day and also for the other day and for the days to come. But why do we call the other 5 brides as foolish ones? Because they couldn't plan their day. They couldn't calculate. They couldn't even anticipate what will gonna happen. They didn't have that fear in them that what will happen if the lamp goes off. But the wise had the very clear intention that their lamps should not go off until they meet the Master, until they meet the bridegroom. So the wise have been segregated because of their preparedness. Because they were watchful, they were prepared. They had a very clear goal and mission to achieve. But the other one, the foolish one, they were slanderous. They did not give much importance or priority to the coming of the Son of Man. But they also, just like others, have started their journey without knowing the destination, without knowing the mission, without having any vision or clarity about what they are going to do or where they are going towards. But the wise, they knew there can be untoward happenings, there can be uncertainties in life. So they held on to the resource. They kept on praying and they were watchful. They took the oil, sufficient oil, that the lamps will not be turned off, that the lamps will be burning until they meet the bridegroom. But the foolish ones, they did not plan or even have that fear in their heart that what will happen if the lamps will turn off? How will they meet the bridegroom? You cannot be depending on others in life. Especially, the spiritual life is a connect between you and God. In this journey where you have a relationship with God and you are solely accountable to God, and nobody else will speak for you. You cannot expect that your mother or your father will come and speak for you in front of the Lord. You will be judged according to your deeds. We all live together in this world, but the judgment happens one to one. It is not a group discussion, it is going to be a one to one discussion, but you and the Lord will speak to each other. Here the bride, the five foolish bride, they were asking for support, they were asking for help from the other brides. But they said that we couldn't offer what you ask, because that wouldn't be sufficient even for us. If we provide you, then both of us will be void of the goal, will not be able to meet or to reach destination. So it is better that you go and buy from those who sell the resource. Hallelujah. You have to put the plow into the field. It is your effort which will gonna reap you the fruit. If you sow with tears, you will reap joyfully. This is the time that you need to sow the seed. This is the right time because you have breath in your nostrils. You have life with you. The dead cannot praise God, but only the living can praise God. The living can ask for His forgiveness, but not the dead can. When you have your life, know the Lord. When you have your life, when you have your being, be thankful to God and unite with Him. You know that the Lord is going to come anytime, any hour, just like a thief. So what are you supposed to do? You have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare your own self so that you will be equipped enough on the day of His coming. You will be found worthy. And the Lord shall take you along with Him. Amos chapter 4. Verse 12 says, "Prepare to meet your God, O Israel." Prepare to meet your God. Prepare to meet your Master. Prepare to meet your bridegroom. Prepare to meet the Son of Man when He's coming. This generation needs awareness. This generation needs to wake up from the prolonged slumber. The coming of the Lord might delay, but we need to be prepared and watchful enough that we will meet Him when He comes. It can be today, it can be tomorrow, it can be any time, but are we prepared to meet Him? If the coming of the Lord is today, are we prepared to meet Him? Are we watchful enough? Will you be worthy enough to meet Him? Or be taken with Him? Let each one of us ask this question to our own selves. Let us be true to ourselves and ask this question: Will I be worthy enough to meet the Master?
Will I be worthy to meet Jesus Christ when he comes today? Will I be taken along with him? Or is there a shortage of oil in me? Should I fill myself with oil or the Spirit? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with Holy Spirit. Be filled with anointing of God, for which you have to walk uprightly. You have to walk with him. Understand him. Commune with him. Pray watchfully that you will be away from lustful deeds and practices. Stay away from temptation. Control your mind, control your spirit, and submit them to God. And pray with one attitude, with one motive, one mission in your heart. That is to meet him when he comes. To meet the Master when he comes into this world. Let us not be sorry, just like the five foolish bride to whom the doors were shut. Though they went and they called, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us," the Lord said, "I do not know you. I do not know who you are." The doors were shut. The doors did not open. Though you have reached destination, how you reach destination, when you reach destination, that is more and more important and prominent. The five brides, they failed to meet the Master when he came. But the other five wise brides, they waited, they long suffered, they had the patience, and they were vigilant enough. As soon as they had heard the call that the bridegroom came, they immediately woke up and they started to walk towards the direction to meet the bridegroom. Hallelujah. And they were accepted. They were received for the wedding. They were rejoicing with him. Ask wisdom from the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understanding. Fear him. You should have that fear that you should be taken with him when he comes into this world. You must have that fear that what if you are not accepted? What if God says that you are unworthy? What if you will not be able to reach the final destination? That's the fear that you should have. Fear will help you to equip yourself. Fear will ask self-evaluating questions. Godly fear will help you to sanctify yourself now and then. With fear, you will fill yourself with ample resources and will not feel sorry in the future. Be vigilant, be watchful, and pray. For the hour of the Son of Man, nobody knows. Nobody knows when he comes, but he's coming for sure. He's coming definitely for sure. You and I will not know the hour of his coming, but let us be prepared to meet him when he descends into this world. Amen. May the Lord help you to be resourceful, be prayerful, to be filled with the Holy Spirit's anointing and presence, that God shall give you his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that you will be made worthy to meet the Master when he comes. God bless you. Keep you safe and sound. Amen.